Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So from the Ram Mobile Studios, we're out on course on the final climb into Durango and wanted to catch up with Mike Connie, who is somewhere far ahead of us in Colorado. Mike, you're sounding good still.
Yeah, still good. You know, this is still sticking to our plan of just trying to get to the Appalachians unscathed.
Now, got to tell us about Wolf Creek. Last time we checked in, you were on your way to Pagosa Springs.
Yeah, had a good tailwind out of there, thank God. Made up some time. Literally checked in at Pagosa the same time as 2016. Got up and over Wolf Creek. Did a day to night shift. And my night crew knew that this section would be hard for me because in 16, that was the night that everything happened. And we prayed and started heading down. And it was crazy. My bike started shaking. And I thought about it and it started shaking again. And so we're on radios. And I told my crew to pull over right after that tunnel. There's a big parking lot. And I hear, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. And they had a hard time getting the band to stop. The brakes went to the floor. One of our brake lines was cut. It had just worn through. So my awesome crew threw everything into the other Ox follow vehicle, and boom, I was on the road again, man, no problems. I mean, and this race is all about the crew. Cuddling is a little bit of it, but the crew is everything. So I ended up sleeping in Alamosa for 3 hours while they sorted out what we needed and wanted for today. So I had a long extended sleep break, and yeah, feel good.
Now, is your van up and running? How bizarre that all this happened where you got taken out last year.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, the beast, as we affectionately call it, or I call it like the Taj Mahal for Ram, especially built for this racing is, I don't know, I'd let my crew handle it. It's somewhere in Alamosa. Got towed off the mountain last night. Hopefully fixed tonight, and I'll have it back. Sorry, there's a big headwind here once we made that turn.
Now, what is the weather like? It's raining here in Durango now.
Oh, those poor guys back there. Cloudy, and if we keep moving, I should get out of the rain. I won't have any rain, but they keep telling me about this hurricane.
Yeah, the tropical storm coming up. Yep.
Yep.
So, which is great for Durango because of the fires out here. But, yeah, I don't know. The temperature seems pretty good. But winds right now are not favorable for you?
It was favorable coming off the summit. And up the first climb. So, I mean, you can't always have the wind at your back. We learned that in Arizona. I'm in arm warmers and leg warmers and a light jacket, so 70s, I think.
Well, I'm a little concerned, too. What was going on with the wobble?
Dude, God, man, telling us to pull over, because it would have been way worse if we were going down that mountain and had no brakes. You know, he was just trying to stop at, 20 miles an hour in that little hard turnoff.
Right.
I haven't had... Riding the same bike, haven't had a wobble since. It's I don't know, man. I'm just glad to have that segment behind me. As you know, I went by the accident scene, and I don't really talk about it much. You know, you interviewed me afterwards, and today I literally figuratively and physically got to put it behind me, and man, I'll tell you, that was a win. It was a, I mean, you and I talk a lot, and for me, that was a win. It was, I dream big, and I have uncomfortable goals, and I'm not going to let many things stop it. So, and I'm just glad my family and friends are alive and were in the accident, and yeah, and we all, yeah, it was emotional. It was good to get it behind me. I mean, we drive the car out of the front windshield, and we ride the bike going forward, so that's how I'm going to do the rest of this ramp.
Michael, I think you are an amazing individual. I really hope we're able to connect this evening and get an end-of-day wrap-up, and look forward to chatting with you. And next, I'll see you is in Annapolis.
Yes, sir.
Michael Connie joining us from the saddle in Colorado, and thanks so much for tuning in. Ram Radio, we're on the final climb into Durango here at the tail end of the Race Across the West. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.